As the House managers and president's legal team put the final touches before presenting their cases in front of the Senate Tuesday, one of the president's lawyers argues that one of the charges shouldn't be on the docket at all. Impeachment news with Elizabeth Herr.
In a six-page letter calling the House impeachment effort a poisonous partisanship and a lawless process. Former Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz joining the president's defense team and arguing that abuse of power is not grounds for impeachment.
That's Elizabeth Herr reporting.
A woman who led officers from multiple law enforcement agencies on a high-speed chase charged in Platte County. Court records show 37-year-old Christina Costanza of Riverside stole her roommate's car Thursday morning, led police on a pursuit down 9 Highway at over 90 miles an hour. The chase began in Platte City, ended in Northeast KC near Independence Avenue in Harrison, according to prosecutors. She's charged with tampering with a motor vehicle and resisting arrest.
Dreams of an entire city came true yesterday.
Today, the team that Lamar Hunt founded has just won Lamar Hunt's trophy in the stadium that was Lamar Hunt's dream. Kansas City is the AFC champion. They are headed to Miami for Super Bowl.
The Chiefs holding back Tennessee 35-24 at Arrowhead.
Oil prices climb overseas, driven by unrest in Libya and Iraq and fears that it could ultimately disrupt production. West Texas crude futures climbed 1% or 59 cents, $59.17 a barrel in overseas trading. U.S. markets are closed today for the King Day holiday.
We're looking at some light snow possible today, an inch or less. Very cold with a high of only 15, down to 6 tonight and 35 on Tuesday. Could see snow showers Tuesday night.